has nothing to do with it. The Hiver could control brains, but it couldn't control a stomach that threw up when it was flown on a broomstick. And it was useless at noses. The smell of sheep's wool, turpentine, and Jolly Sailor tobacco could carry a mind away, all the way to a silent place that was warm and safe and free from harm. The Hiver opened its eyes and looked around. "The shepherding hut," it said. It sat up. Red light shone in through the open door and through the trunks of the saplings growing everywhere. Many of them were quite big now and cast long shadows, putting the setting sun behind bars. Around the shepherding hut, though, they had been cut down. "This is a trick," it said. "It won't work. We are you. We think like you. We're better at thinking like you than you are." Nothing happened. The Hiver looked like Tiffany, although here it was slightly taller because Tiffany thought she was slightly taller than she really was. It stepped out of the hut and onto the turf. "It's getting late," it said to the silence. "Look at the trees. This place is dying. We don't have to escape. Soon all of this will be part of us. Everything that you really could be. You're proud of your little piece of ground. We can remember when there were no worlds. You could change things with a wave of your hand. You could make things right or make things wrong, and you could decide which is which. You will never die."
"Then why are you sweating, you big heap of jobbies? Ach, what a scunner!" said a voice behind it.
For a moment the Hiver wavered. Its shape changed many times in the fractions of a second. There were bits of scales, fins, teeth, a pointy hat, claws. And then it was Tiffany again, smiling.
"Oh, Rob, anybody, we are glad to see you," it said. "Can you help us?"
"Dinna gie me all that swiddle!" shouted Rob, bouncing up and down in rage. "I know a Hiver when I sees one. Crivens, but ye're due a kicking!"
The Hiver changed again, became a lion with teeth the size of swords, and roared at him.
"Ach, it's like that, is it?" said Rob, anybody. "Dinna go awa!"
He ran a few steps and vanished. The Hiver changed back to its Tiffany shape again. "Your little friend has gone," it said. "Come out now.
Come out now.
Why fear us? We are you. You won't be like the rest. The dumb animals, the stupid kings, the greedy wizards. Together..." Rob Anybody returned, followed by... well, everyone.
"You canna die," he yelled, "but we'll make you wish you could."
They charged. The Feagles had the advantage in most fights because they were small and fought big enemies. If you're small and fast, you're hard to hit. The Hiver fought back by changing shape all the time. Swords clanged on scales, heads butted fangs. It whirled across the turf, growling and screaming, calling up past shapes to counter every attack. But Feagles were hard to kill. They bounced when thrown, sprang back when trodden on, and easily dodged teeth and claws. They fought, and the ground shook so suddenly that even the Hiver lost its footing. The shepherding hut creaked and began to settle into the turf, which opened up around it as easily as butter. The saplings trembled and began to fall over one after the other, as if their roots were being cut under the grass. The land rose. Rolling down the shifting slope, the Feagles saw the hills climbing towards the sky. What was there, what had always been there, become more plain. Rising into the dark sky was a head, shoulders, a chest. Someone who had been lying down, growing turf, their arms and legs, the hills and valleys of the downland, was sitting up. They moved with great stony slowness, millions of tons of hill shifting and creaking around them. What had looked like two long mounds in the shape of a cross became giant green arms unfolding. A hand with fingers longer than houses reached down, picked up the Hiver and lifted it up into the air. Far off, something thumped three times. The sound seemed to be coming from outside the world. The Feagles, turning and watching from the small hill that was one of the knees of the giant girl, ignored them.
"She tells the land what it is, and it tells her who she is," said Awfully Wee Billy, tears running down his face. "I canna write a song about this. I'm nae good enough."
"Is that the big wee hag dreaming she's the hills, or the hills dreaming they're the big wee hag?" said Daft Woolly.
"Both, maybe,"
said Rob Anybody. They watched the huge hand close and winced.
"'But you canna kill the hiver,' said Daft.